What's up, Johnny Mills? What's going on, my brother? We'll get the lighting situation straightened out. Gonna do a little live, we'll do a little Waffle Mafia podcast. Gonna get that in. Let's see. Hopefully that's a little bit better. Might have to kick some overheads. Let's see. There we go. It is Sweet Baby Merman. Yo, what are you guys doing? What's up, Mr. Amato? What's going on? Yeah, we had a little issue. Wasn't able to get... Dirt was out and about tonight and wasn't able to get... the podcast loaded up prior to talking to me, so it's all good. Figured what we do is we go live on Facebook, just do the podcast here for right now, and then hopefully we'll be able to go back and steal the audio and still have that on tape. So yeah, it is, for those of y'all who are just joining me, the Waffle Mafia podcast. What's going on? I am Aaron Johnson, Lucky Legends, the Wiz. The Wizard, whatever you want to call me, man, whatever it is, whatever's clever, let's have a little pause for the calls, and we'll get it in. And get this podcast to begin. What's going on, E-Daddy? What's going on, my buddy? Got Johnny Mills in the room. Matt Spencer's watching. What's going on, buddy? We're doing the Waffle Mafia podcast this week from Lucky Legends live on Facebook instead of our normal method, which would be recording it, going live on YouTube, and then having that to be able to do at a later time, be able to watch at a later time. So I am playing with this to try to get us straightened out. That way you guys, let's see, get your comments straight. Yeah, there we go. Y'all can see my little notepad, yo. That's where I write things down to talk about for the week. So what we always do with Waffle Mafia Podcast, this is the first time that anybody's kind of jumped over. This is not truly the way the podcast normally goes. Normally, we're on a set time, 7:30 every week, and, of course, go through it on YouTube, and you guys can come in and comment on YouTube. And if you hop in on YouTube and you are a part of the chat on there, then obviously you get entered into whatever Waffle Lucky Legends is doing on Thirsty Thursday. So Thirsty Thursday is Waffle Night and Lucky Legends. Obviously, if you guys are watching the live video, you're only in Lucky Legends right now, so you know how this works. So this podcast might be tailored just a little bit more toward the adults and not so much to the kiddies, because you guys know what we do with them boobies. So let's see, do a little weekly waffle wrap up. What's up, Matt Spencer? So what up, boys? What's up, Saveyard? We got Mr. Manaconda in the room. What's going on, my buddy? So we'll probably have a lot of people jump in, I would imagine, since we're in Legends, that we don't typically have jump into podcasts. So that's pretty cool. What's a waffle, bruh? You know that's right. Something has been lost in the recesses of this beard. So we got old Matt Spencer's in. So Matt, you will be entered because I don't think that you guys have been on the podcast before when we've done the podcast. So you guys will be entered in for Thirsty Thursday. Get a free shot on me. So anybody that gets in and supports the Waffle Mafia and does the podcast and hangs out with us, I like to go ahead and get you a free spot on the wheel for Thirsty Thursday. So we got Joey Boom Boom in the room. Joe Amato, what's going on, good sir? Always a honor to have you in the room. We've got Mr. Meislowick. What's going on, Johnny Miz? That's my brother from another mother. Johnny doing a podcast with Brian, doing the Masters of the Galaxy podcast. Of course, Joe does Fans of Power, so I always like to give a shout-out to the other podcasts and what everybody else is doing. Motu Evolution, that's pretty much all day, every day podcasts just by a million different people. So Evolution, if you're not a member over there and you guys have stayed away from that for whatever reason, don't, man, go check it out. It's a cool group. They do their thing, you know, much like what we do. All masters all the time, just try to share the love. So what's up, Dan LePage? What's going on? Got Danny Maynor in the room. What's up, Maynor? And if you see me writing them, the reason I'm writing down your guys' names to make sure that we get you in for a free spot on the wheel tomorrow night in Lucky Legends. So normally whatever we talk about for the podcast, whoever is the topic of discussion, whoever is the character, that is who we end up waffling off on Thirsty Thursday now. So let's see if we can't get a little better lighting up in this room. My gosh, guys, it's things have just went haywire this evening. Let's see, does this... No, my God, man. Woohoo! Yeah, well, you know, you do the best you can, and that's what it be. Yes. There we go. No, that is definitely blowing out the video. So, we just won't have any beautiful lighting up here on the Sweet Baby Merman or none of that good stuff, but you guys know what it is. You hang with me on the regular. It's not like you don't know where it is. We got old Maynor. You got to get the mood lighting. You know that's right. AJ Spencer, what's going on, AJ? Get you a free spot in tomorrow night's spin as well. We've got Cristobal Dabila. What's going on, Cristobal the Bastard? My buddy. Brother from another mother. He is from the Bearded Bastard Club. That's why I always like to call him Cristobal Dabi, because we are a part of another group that we hang out and we sit around, be men, and drink and smoke cigars and stroke beards. So I guess that's what it is. We'll pause for the calls for all the furry kids. What's up, Rob Norvell? What's going on? Got you in there, my friend. So getting some free spots. Yeah, man. Got Miracle growing up beard. You know that's right, JD, man. This thing, I actually... Much like the topic of tonight's discussion, there are varying lengths on the beard. So it's really how long Taylor can put up with it before I get my hand forced, or how long work will let me be a financial planner who doesn't look much like a financial planner. The tie helps. The tie always helps. Anytime that you can do something to cover up the tattoos, that helps a lot also. So shirt and tie, you know, and shirt and tie and Jiggy Fly. What's up, Brian? Got old Gonzo in the room. What's up, Gonzalez? Got you down for a free spot for tomorrow night. Who else we got there? Manlore. What's going on, Manlore? Good to see you, buddy. Hey, there is Sugar Mama P. What's going on, Cassandra? Sugar Mama P's in the room. And saying nice things about Joe Amato. I just don't know about that. That just doesn't sound like something that would normally happen. I kid, Joe. So, Waffle Mafia Podcast, let's get this bad boy underway. We're about halfway through it at the moment. We just got rolling. So, what I'm going to start out with, obviously, tonight, you guys saw, let's get mossy. We're going to talk about Moss Man. First, going to run through, do the weekly waffle wrap-up. So, we'll talk about who won the waffles this past week. What's going on, Boogie? Got Boogie Robertson. He's going to be in for tomorrow night. I'm giving away some free spots on this bad boy right here. Y'all was ready for me. What up, Curtis Reigns? Going to get Curtis in there. Mr. Reigns. Reigns down. What's going on, my friend? Got the Big Show. What's up, Big Show Ito? Well, you know, my bro. So... the weekly waffle wrap-up is typically I just go on the podcast, we talk about who's won waffles this past week, kind of give a rundown of what the big stuff was, who won the big stuff. Helps me to remember, helps me get things shipped out quicker, because the more I got in front of me, the quicker I want to get it out to you all. Did have a massive postal run today again, so had one last week, again this week, and so everything at this point is current and gone. So you guys should be getting some packages from me here in the next couple of days. If you want to open them up here on Lucky Legends, show pictures, please do. If you want to go over to Unboxing, Great Unboxing, please do that. That page is awesome for that. And for those of you folks who are part of Lucky Legends, or maybe you'll listen to the Waffle Mafia podcast a little bit later, several groups that have spun off of or are a part of the Waffle Mafia, as we should say, that fall under the blanket of what all is going on there. And the Great Unboxing is one of those pages. So if you have boxes and you like to open them and show folks what's inside, the Great Unboxing is the place for you to hide. So Let's have a little pause for the calls. Yes, sir, AJ Spencer, I got you in, my friend. As far as the package, no, I got you I got you in a free spot for tomorrow night's wheel, my man. So you're going to be on there, you know what I mean? Who else we got? Anybody else jumping in yet? Cassandra, I think I won something. I just don't know what. I know you won something. It's in a package. Has your name on the outside. It says, it actually does not say Cassandra. It actually says, Johnny Mystery and Sugar Mama P. Because there's just some sort of amazing kick that I get out of putting your all's nicknames on your boxes when I send them out. I know the postal people probably think we're freaking crazy. And Dick Tor had told me once that the postal guy was pretty cool because the package always says Dick Tor and he still gets it to him. So that's always awesome. Brandon Brosvic, what's up, Bro Cephas? Bros Cephas in the room. What's going on, my dude? Okay, so weekly waffle wrap up. What we did this past week, we'll probably jump it back because last week, I know when we talked, I didn't necessarily have these wrote down. I'd already packaged them and had them ready to roll, but I didn't have the list of what everybody had won. So I'm going to kind of just run through some. There's some that's still listed here from last week. So I know there was, we had a Mega Construct He-Man and a Mega Construct Skelly. The Skelly, let's see, I actually don't have down who that went to. So there's really no point in that. Toasty Tuesday, which is we did a couple weeks ago, so that's Beast Man. That went to Cully Cuffs. This ain't right, guys. Let's see. Let's keep scrolling over. Oh, this was the page I was writing down who was in the podcast. My bad. The Miller is pausing. It's ready to be caused. This is all, you know, it's all ready to be caused. Here we go. It's organization, bro. Thirsty Thursday, we did Cobra Con. What's up, Amanda Edge Reigns? What's going on, girl? Got to get you up in here. So, Amanda, for you and Curtis, I know you guys have not done the Waffle Mafia podcast before, I don't think. Maybe Curtis has jumped in on that, but anytime that you guys jump in, normally we do that on YouTube, but anytime you guys jump in, talking to chat, get you a free spot for tomorrow night's waffles, so you guys will be in on that as well. So, Amanda Reigns down, we got you as well. All right. So, Thirsty Thursday this past week, we did Cobra Con. We talked about Cobra Con during last week's podcast. So, if you want to go back and check that out, please do so. Please check that out. T-Pumper took home the big win. So, T-Pumper was the man who took home the old Cobra Con. Did a Classics Man-at-Arm after that. Paul Poppy got that. Demo Man went out to Mr. Aiden Coronado. So, Coronado, bro, you got something coming. A little something out to my buddy Aiden. King of the Snake Men mini-comic. That went Mr. Black. Did a Waffle Mafia sticker to Sam Misha. A Sweet Baby Merman sticker to Cully Cups. And the Rock Warrior combo, which I think is pretty much what broke everybody's heart. Went out to old Danny Mayonnaise. So, Maynor, Mr. Mayonnaise, Danny Mayonnaise. That was sort of one of the last prizes we gave away. And what we did was did a vintage poster of the Rock Warriors coming in and, you know, Hordak there and that really cool poster that was in the original 85 mags. And then also had two vintage Rock Warriors to go to Rock On and Stondar to go with them, and then also threw in the mini comics. So really what you got yourself is a cool display if you set that up however you should see fit. Brandon Spruill. What's going on, Brandon? What's up, man? Got you in there, buddy. You said these names are hilarious. Brandon Spruill, got you in there, man. If I said it wrong, I'm sorry. I will probably nickname you something else anyway, so it's all good. Let's see. So love the posters. Oh yeah, man, that is that. Those posters that were in the original Masters of the Universe magazines, those obviously, man, just shaped like a lot of my love for art. Of course, He-Man in general did that as far as the box art and the art that is on all of the packages and that kind of thing. Man, just as a small child, that was really formed a lot of what, you know, my love for art is today, and sort of the sci-fi and barbarian type artwork. I really dig it. So, yeah, I really think, hands down, some of the work that Norm did in the magazines for the artwork is just absolutely beautiful. And I would just cover the walls with them if I had them or could. The issue is, every time I get something really freaking cool, I give it to you guys. You know, sometimes you pause, and then sometimes you cause a lot of shit when you wake up the next day because you're like, man, like, I really like that poster. But it's all good. That's what I get this stuff for anyway. Everything that I get, obviously I'm a collector, but everything I get for you guys to be given away at some point or another, because I'll get a few Eternian loggers down and decide that maybe now is the best time to spring this crazy something that I've been looking at for 5 days that I ain't told y'all about yet. So no complaints from me on that aspect, because I really enjoy doing that. Kevin Cohia, he said, howdy strangers, what's going on, man? Cohia, you are now up in it to spin it to win it tomorrow night, my man, just because you jumped in and said what's up. So we do this every week when we do the Waffle Mafia podcast. It's normally on YouTube, so it's a little bit tougher to get to, I think, and I think sometimes that causes some problems as far as getting into the chat, because you actually do have to sign into YouTube, where Facebook, a lot easier because you're already signed in, so it's not that big of a deal to come in and comment and do what you do. So, Cohia, tomorrow night, you will get a free spot on the wheel, and for those of you all who are just getting in, wait, what's going on? Mags, Magnus for Mags, Stevie Alphabet, yes sir, this is the podcast. Had some technical difficulties on Dirt's side as far as production goes, and wasn't able to make it link up remotely tonight like we normally do. So I just told him what we'll probably do is jump over here, do the live, and then hopefully we'll be able to steal the audio and put it out there for the podcast. If not, it's cool. You know, we'll do what we do. Let's see. So, yeah, Kevin, as I was saying, for anybody who jumps in the weekly podcast, we do a waffle on Thursday nights, if you know what a waffle is, bruh. If you don't, come back tomorrow night, and, you know, we'll do it upright. Your name will be on the wheel when we make the pigger squeal, as Johnny likes to say, and as I like to say in honor of John. It's just some kind of little no-homo thing I like to do with John. I just like to make his pigger squeal, and it just brings a lot of love to my life. We'll pause for the calls. Let's get this shit right. Now, I don't necessarily have to be so PC over here. YouTube, and when we're on Pop Culture Network, we have to kind of, you know, do the right thing and do the white thing. But we'll have a little pause for the calls. And there it is, y'all. So, now that we've done the rundown. Actually, we did not do the rundown. I got started in that. I get so sidetracked, guys. I'm so sorry. Yeah, so we got through Thursday. So that was Thirsty Thursday. But then we popped back up, and of course we did Syrupy Saturday. And for Syrupy Saturday, we did Ram-a-Lam Jam. That was a real Ram-a-Lam Jam there with Ram-Man. So did Ram-Man, did Ultimates Ram-Man Mint in Shipping Box. Ram Man, Mr. Black, man, everybody's hating your guts, son. When I packed up Mr. Black's package today, this is no kidding, I seriously had to call in some help to carry some bitch to the car, because he has won so much stuff the last couple weeks. So, Mr. Black, you got an Ultimates Ram Man. He's on his way to you. He also picked up in the same night an Intergalactic Skeletor. What tends to happen with the wheel sometimes is if you get that first win, you may very well get a doubla, tripla, the quadrupla. We've seen it before. So the wheel does tend to sometimes do that. And gets a name and likes a name for a minute. Sometimes you're hot, sometimes you're not. Miller's making me thirsty. That's a little pause for the calls for my good buddy Dicto Slayo. There we go, bro. What's up, Eric? Von Eric Ratliff. What's going on, man? We've got all kinds of folks that are jumping in and chatting it up. It's good to see you guys. I don't get to hang out with everybody as much as I'd really like to in the groups because work and all that good stuff. But I've been we've tried to stay, you know, keep a waffle schedule and keep that going and tried to keep the podcast schedule as awesome as we can and as at the same time each time. We started out at 8, switched to 7:30 just because of some stuff that goes on Wednesday nights. I have to try to get it in a little bit early. But so who are we talking about? Tonight, we're talking about the Moss Man. Now, I know that is not everybody's most sought-after figure. I know that is not, you know, the guy that everybody showed up for. However, Classics Moss Man is really one of my favorite figures. And truthfully, a lot of it lies in the fact that the vintage figure was one of my favorite figures as a kid. Some obvious things about the figure, as most of you guys know, he's a beast man. So, if you don't know, we're going to run through those similarities, but we'll talk about, the Moss Man, here real quick. We'll probably just do about another 5 minutes, run through a little bit about the Moss Man, and then, tomorrow night we'll do a Moss Man. And of course he will not be the only one. So, as usual, the extra spins are sometimes part of the fun. So for you guys that know how we do what we do, come on over and jump in it. The water's just fine. And for everybody who's in and got in on time, you'll have your name on the wheel. And you'll have multiple chances to win because sometimes I have a few loggers and I like to spin. So, yo, Moss Man, let's talk about him real quick. We'll give you an old rundown. Wily Cat has some technical difficulties. I thought it was me. Skinner said it best. Oh, that smell. You know that's right. Let's see. Can we pop that up? Is that possible? Can we get in trouble for that? I don't think so. You know, as long as it's not the focus of the podcast, is what I've been told, that we can't have really like background music or things like that going on unless it isn't the focus of the discussion. So I don't know. Facebook's kind of odd on that sometimes and is a little bit weird about having music playing and that kind of thing. So, you know. Yeah, a little bit of Skinner in the background for the Man of Moss. So, Moss Man, he's cool, man. Yo, Moss Man, this is, of course, the vintage figure, like I was talking about before. Mattel, obviously notorious for parts reuse and doing things not necessarily as cheaply as possible, but as smartly as possible in terms of reusing the parts as much as they could to create new and unique figures. Now, obviously, we've seen some of that parts reuse with some of the new concept figures concept figures from the Errol McCarthy card art that have just gotten made. So that SDCC 2-pack, or that exclusive 2-pack, was it the Con 2-pack? Not quite sure. Can't remember. I always get that stuff mixed up. But not 2-pack, 3-pack. With Terror and Plasmar and... good Lord, that just Lord grasped. So you see a lot of parts reuse in those. So that trend was actually very prominent early on in a fact of Mattel trying to save money. And obviously that's a smart thing to be doing. So good old Pine Fresh... Minty Fresh Moss Man. If you guys remember at all getting this figure, you know, gosh, I mean, this one. Can you smell that smell? Absolutely, because still, after 30 years, this guy still got a scent to him. That's really awesome, guys. I don't know that they really make stuff to last the way that they did when we were kids. And maybe that wasn't a great thing. Maybe they poured all kinds of toxic stuff into this guy, but... Man, that pine scent could get you high. I do remember getting this guy for Christmas and actually not feeling like... I mean, I don't even think I noticed the pine scent until later myself. Oh, so killer when he come out of the package. Had his little brown mace. So he had a brown mace with him. Let's see, where is his counterpart? I don't know. Normally, the guy that we're actually talking about giving away, I normally have him around here somewhere. The Moss Man must be hiding from me. He is the master of camouflage, so don't exactly know where he has slunk off to. Here we go. It is the Moss Man, bro. So tomorrow night, we're going to do the Moss Man. Loose complete. He does have his extra head, so we'll talk about that again in just a second. Says we got 1 minute left in the podcast, but hey, man, I was a little bit slow getting on the roll, so let's go ahead and keep it rolling. Talk about old Mossy himself. Stand up here, good sir. You've got places to be. Get away from my beer, you see. So let's see if we can get him like creepily getting up in here. There you go, man. Curse is kind of between my face, so I enjoy that smell. Amanda, I'm telling you, man, he's it's better than what you were dealing with the Cobra Khan, right? Because Curtis was pumping stuff in your face, you know, doing the hypnotic mist spray. I don't even know, Curtis, man, it don't work. She's your wife. You can't hypnotize her anymore. That was only when you were dating. It's over now. Fashionably late, but I'm here. What's going on, Chris Hummel? Let me write you down as well. Had a couple people in there that I saw just jump in. JD Gibbs, there was somebody else I saw that I was going to say hi to. Who was that? Who's in there? Oh, Valadez. What's up, David Valadez? Also got you in for tomorrow night's Thirsty Thursday. So there that is. Okay, now back to the discussion on Moss Man. And a couple of points that I want to talk about. Especially, you know, obviously the classic figure, absolutely glorious remake of the original, the Four Horsemen went in, gave it a killer sculpt, as usual. Not a whole lot you can really do with Moss Man other than, you know, the face sculpt. And the fact that we got the multiple heads in the pack with the Moss Man made that pretty cool, because this is a 2000X or 2002 head for Moss Man. It's a little bit different than what you would have with the original character. There are a couple of different versions. They're flocked-eared and unflocked. And then here is the other head as well. So this is more a throwback to the vintage head. If you'll notice, there are fangs on this head, which is very interesting because the vintage version was not meant necessarily to have fangs. The way that he was painted, if you look closely, it is the Beastman face and the fangs are present. They're just not painted. So it actually was to give him a little less menacing look, and that was done intentionally. So that he looked a little more heroic. So this is the way I like to display my Moss Man. I like to do the 2000X head. I just think the sculpt is a little cooler. He looks a little more monkeyish with this one. So, you know, sometimes I don't know. I really like the direction that the DC Motu Comics was going in when we got into Eternity War. With the draw and design of that figure, Moss Man was much cooler in that series, and he has kind of evolved over time. The things that have held true, he's always been the master of camouflage, he's always been able to manipulate plants, speak to plants, he can blend in with plants, he can create oxygen that knocks out stink or smell. So lots of different things with the Moss Man abilities that he has. He's listed as a heroic spy, which in my mind, Moss Man would be the ultimate spy. Because if there is any fauna whatsoever, this cat can just change into it. Or he can, you know, hide amongst it. As it was much later, or in the UK magazines, he was actually able to turn into different plants to blend in. So, good old Moss Man. It's better head Motu Classics. We give you head, and you don't like it, there's better head in the box. Hey, man, if only. Let's have a little pause for the calls. We'll get it on down. Take it to Pound Town. Fits his character well. I agree. I absolutely think that Filmation, he was a bit lazy. He was a very lethargic character, not a lot of pep, which I don't know why we needed to portray him in that way, I guess, because plants sit still and they don't really get into a whole lot. But yeah, there's a couple different backgrounds of Mossman. In most cases, he's always a master, or he is helping the masters of the universe, or he's helping He-Man, the heroic warriors. Obviously, always been a heroic warrior, but like I said, with the parts, with the reuse of parts, you guys can clearly see, if you've never made this connection before, Beastman is Mossman. So, interestingly enough, there's only one known prototype at Mattel for Mossman, and that prototype is actually a painted Beastman. If you look at the back of the trunks where there's a little bit of rubbing on that, you can see the blue showing through. You can lift up on the back of Mossman's head here and look and see that there's orange underneath. Now, that was on a prototype as he was pitched to Mattel. He changed a little bit. Like I said, if you'll notice, we got the Beastman fangs here. Over here, we do not. They're at present, but they've not been painted. See, E-Daddy, what's going on, my man? Y'all hop on out if you got to. Most generally just lays there. They try to stereotype him as strong. I agree. So, let's see. Other backgrounds from the planet of Florania. A line or a race of moss people who had evolved to be able to blend in with their surroundings in order to hide from monstrous dinosaurs that were on their planet. So, a little bit interesting backstory there. Let's see. He is Mossman's character is loosely based on Florida's legendary Mossman. So there's a legendary Mossman in Florida who was said to roam the Withlacoochee State Park. And I mean, if you're going to roam somewhere, roam the Withlacoochee. A little pause for the cause. He was packaged in the original vintage brown, had the brown mace weapon. Eyes to the side, had a little bit less menacing mouth, so he was changed up a little bit. His cross cell art shows fangless teeth, and then in 1985 he was released in a 3-pack gift set. So if you are a vintage collector, there is a famous little 3-pack out there that has Mossman, Buzz Off, and Mechanek in that as well. So released in 85. Believe it or not, he was not the first flocked character. A lot of folks think that just based on the age of this figure and, you know, I guess kind of where he was released in the line, they think that he is the first flocked figure. He is not. Panthor was our very first flocked figure. And if you see what I'm doing, this is what you spend 90% of your time doing with Mossman, is picking up every piece of lint and dust that this son of a bitch picks up every time he is walking through the forest. So he was packaged with a mini comic. He and Stinkor had the same mini comic. They were Stench of Evil. So the Stench of Evil, obviously, both figures stinking. They put that in the pack. So that was very cool. There is a Top Toys Argentinian release of Mossman for you guys who like to collect the obscure stuff, where he does have fangs, but he has a much longer, luxurious fur. So if you look that up, there it's very interesting to see him with the little bit longer flocking. So that's pretty cool. I can't let the kids play with him. Dano, that's too funny. Dano, I gotta write you down, man. I ain't got you in here. I got so busy writing everybody down, I forgot to do the podcast. let's see. Interestingly, we were talking about that artwork that Mossman is featured in, and he is featured in some of the Earl Norum posters. There's one with Spidor. And Spidor's coming up over, Skeletor sitting in Spidor, and Mossman is kind of crouched down here checking it out. There is also another where he's on there with Cyclone, so those are pretty cool too. So, custom loyal subject. Yeah, I've actually seen some very cool custom loyal subjects, Mossman. If I'm not mistaken, I think Joe Amato has done one. So, Joe, if you could share a picture or something, that's pretty cool. I'm almost certain Joe's done one. He sucks in the Leech comic. You're absolutely right. The drawing of him in that comic is terrible. That's where you get Diaper Moss Man, I believe. Pause for the calls. And it's 8:08. Got to get this thing going. Old daddy's getting late. In 2000X, he was a Preternian nature god, which I really like that idea. I like the idea that he is somewhat of a god or of a... He's old. He's like nature. He's old as the forest. He's old, you know. So when they did the 2002 line, he was presented as a Preternian nature god. He's from the Evergreen Forest. I think it's interesting when you get into the DC Motu comics, when we get up on into Eternity War, he's given the name Kreonaut Nahorosh. Hopefully I said that right. Kreonaut Nahorosh, whatever. I don't know that we ever need to say it. It's a name as old as the trees and is only whispered amongst the plants. He remembers of the first ones, meaning he was speaking of the snake men. So indicating that Moss Man has been around for quite a while. It is also told in his classics bio that he sort of hibernated or went dormant at some point after the first battle, first Ultimate Battleground, came back later on the second and third Ultimate Battlegrounds. So Moss Man in it for the long run. So, you know, that's what it be. It was also told that he gave some of his blood to save Shirella, and Shirella is actually the Green Goddess. So, kind of going along the lines that he is old, he is ancient, his wisdom, he's able to save folks. So, all in all, quick rundown of Moss Man. I really hate to do that to you guys because I really like to get more in-depth and discuss interesting things about people. What's up, T-Pumper? What's up, Sam Isha Mac? I got you guys. Yeah, he only comes around when it's time to throw down. That's what it'd be. Definitely one of my vintage favorites, but man, this, your classics version, oh my lord, that's where it's at. He is absolutely glorious. He is a beautiful figure. This one stands quite well. Very nice tight joints. Got his little extra head, because everybody likes a little extra head. And with that said, guys, thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for us doing the podcast over here. Sorry it didn't follow the normal format and what we always do. A little bit drug out and trying to get this thing going on my own and getting things together in time. So, but I wanted to be able to hang out with you guys for a few minutes tonight, get the podcast in. Everybody who is in, be sure to check tomorrow night. I will post... the promo for Thirsty Thursday. If your name is not in it and you were in the chat, please let me know. I miss some sometimes. I'll go back through it and just do my absolute best to make sure that I've got everybody. But we will do Thirsty Thursday tomorrow night. It will be a mossy affair. Please bring your finest green jacket. And beyond that, guys, I'm going to have a little pause for the calls. And I've got to get the flock out of here. We'll talk to you guys later. Appreciate y'all hanging out with me. And we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.